Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. Dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Send Foods. Cool. When foodie calls, dudes behind the foods. I was like, what the fuck are we doing today?
Welcome to No Chaser Podcast.
Welcome to Fat Fit Funny with David Soul Comedy.
Oh, dude, I miss those days.
My neck is kind of messed up right now because remember that time you were watching Chia's story and I was doing like the handstand like on my head and like.
You're so dumb, dude.
I can't. I don't know what those are called.
Why do you do things like this? Why are you doing that
what
in
do
the
mean?
First place?
Because I can do it.
So, what do you mean, Batman?
So, you know when you like get on your elbows and head and then you put your feet straight up in the air? I don't know what that shit's called.
It's like
but,
a yoga pose.
Yeah, but I be doing it sometimes. And today I was really trying to get like my legs straight. So I was doing it for a long ass time. And then I came down and I was like, I think I did something wrong here. So now I got to do that. When someone calls you, yes?
It's the Batman costume neck, dude.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Batman. How are you?
I am good, and I brought you a treat.
Ooh, asada chilaquiles. What's all fire?
Híjole de la chingada puta madre. Pollo con salsa, el mi es guapo.
Jesús, María, y José. Oh, it got some huevos on there también.
So let me tell you something. One of my favorite breakfast foods of all times, and I gotta say, American breakfast is great, but two breakfast foods that I think smash, Mexican folks with the chilaquiles,
yeah,
the huevos rancheros, and also Vietnamese breakfast food. We'll get into that in another
Vietnamese
podcast.
Breakfast food?
I'm gonna take you to this spot, and they know us.
Really?
They know us.
I don't think I've ever. I mean, the most I've had as far as like a Vietnamese Mexican food. I mean, Vietnamese breakfast is I've had a. I had an egg banh mi, and it was literally just egg, and some veggies and whatever sauce. And I was like, "This is fire! This is all I need."
It's always about the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Chilaquiles is interesting. You can get it like rojo. or you can get it. It was green in Spanish.
Verde.
Verde, right? You can get the verde salsa with it, but you get these. I heard it's like typically done with leftover tortilla chips, and then you cook it in the sauce, and then you'll have like people add beans, they'll have eggs.
Que cookie? Did you get it with verde or salsa or rojo?
What
did
I
you
got do? It with rojo, roja.
Maybe
rojo.
We should get two. Hold on, I think I have some words.
Okay, yeah, go get it, you stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot, not me, dude.
Oh, even better. I'll use the fork like a stupid gringo.
Well, this is a spot in Pasadena or what?
No, this is a spot out in Burbank.
Okay.
I can't remember the name right now, but I'll remember it and I'll post about them later. Very cool guy. His name is starts with an M. I want to say Miguel,
but you're racist.
But I don't think it was Miguel. I think it was Martin.
Martin.
His name is Martin.
Are you a big breakfast dude?
I fucking love breakfast, but I don't like eating it at breakfast time.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
I like eating breakfast food around lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
Fire?
Mm-hmm.
Martin. Maria.
Yeah, so I like breakfast too. But I think I found that if I go too hard on breakfast in the morning, I get very like sluggish throughout the day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I've been trying to keep it real light.
Well, there's been like this weird misconception. You know, when I was losing the weight originally, there's this like idea like in America or over time where we said breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Right. And we have these huge like farmhouse breakfasts, and I was reading this thing where it was like developed years ago because that's just how farmers work. Mm-hmm. They were working their asses all the time, so they didn't have a lot of time to eat, so they would eat these huge fucking breakfasts.
Mm.
So it comes from that shit, and you don't really have to.
So that's got
to
be the nutrients for the whole day.
Yeah, for a long. I mean, they're doing hella work.
Right.
Shout outs to our farmers, man. You are the building back blocks of America.
Yes, and our sex workers. Because without them, there would be a lot of stressed out dudes out there.
Did you hear about that thing? I forgot. I'm not sure if it was in Sweden.
Yeah.
But they were basically allowing them like to have prostitutes in jail because it reduced like anxiety and anger.
I mean, that makes so much sense. You know, like I feel like the most irritable I am is when I'm hungry and when I'm horny. You know, or when my feet feel clammy.
Let me tell you something. I love some foods, and I see this guy. He's acting like a little baby. I'm like, which is it? Are you horny or are you hungry?
Like, I don't know. Give me a sandwich and jack me off, David, and we'll see which one it was. But that makes sense, dog. Imagine you're in jail. You're surrounded by nothing but dudes. Worst case scenario, you gotta smash a butthole when you don't even like dudes.
Did you go to an all-boys school? No.
No. Ew.
Oh, okay.
My parents, at one point, there was a an all-boys high school not too far from where we lived, because I was in Paramount, and in Downey, there was St. John Bosco. And my parents were like, what if we sent you to John Bosco? I was like, why? No, never. Please, don't do this.
I want to interview somebody who went to an all-boys school, because what the fuck is that whack-ass experience like?
Well, so... I knew a couple dudes that went there, and from what they told me, aside from, not having girls, they said it was dope to be able to just be completely comfortable. Like, they were able to really relax, because imagine, like, the vibe of the locker room, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Where you're completely at ease with the homies. You're not worried about looking fucking cute. You're farting all the time, you know what I'm saying? And it's like just this, hey, we don't have to worry about anything else but just existing,
so
right?
So they just had married life before they got married?
Yeah, pretty much. Completely comfortable, farting all the time, shitting all over the walls like men do.
Do you, okay, so, I mean, how long have you been with Chia now?
10 years.
Do you make an effort to make sure like things stay spicy, like go on dates and stuff, especially now that you've had Veda? Like what's the things that you do to make sure that you guys still have the spice in your life? Because you guys been together for a long fucking time.
Yeah.
And you gotta listen to her annoying ass voice every day.
Yeah.
Just wine, look, ketchup chips this, you know.
Look, that annoying whiny voice is like angels singing through the clouds to me, all right? But let me tell you, before I answer your question, she's beginning to do something that is slightly annoying, and I had to let her know this morning, okay? Because you look at your own mother, right? And women in general, like, that are moms, and you think, and you see them being annoying moms, and you're like, how did you get here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You had to be cool at one point, right? And she is the shit. I love her. She's great.
She's okay.
But she's been doing some very she's been doing something lately that's been very mommy, very annoying mommy, and I had to tell her. You ever, does your mom do, and I know she does because all moms do this, right? Let's say, for example, it's a chilly day out, and your mom will be like, hey, make sure you wear a jacket. It's cold, right? Or you're sick, and your mom will call you and be like, here's what you need to do. Drink lots of water, eat vegetables, and rest. And you're like, mom, I'm 30 years old. I know this already. You know what I'm saying? So Chia has been doing this thing that my mom always loves to do. She'll tell you things that you know already. You know what I'm saying? So this morning, literally this morning, we're in Target. And she says that it was because I was looking around, but it was a misunderstanding. But anyways, So she's like, hey, can you grab a cart? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, the carts are over there, and they have little things that you can wipe them down with. Like, we haven't been doing that for the past 2 years for the pandemic, dog. And I'm like, yeah, I know where the carts are, babe. Like, we go to Target, like, every week. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, hey, so you know what you've been doing lately? She's like, what? I'm like, you've been doing that mom thing where you tell people things that they already know. I'm like, babe, I know where the carts are. And I know they have things to wipe them down.
Am I stupid?
I didn't say all that.
Am I dumb?
I didn't say all that.
Am I an idiot?
I just said, hey, babe, you're doing that thing. I know where the carts are. She was like, no, it's because you stopped and you were looking around. I thought maybe you didn't. I'm like, baby. In my head, I'm like, bruh, I know where the carts are. Ain't no need for all that, you
know? Can I tell you something, Chia? Okay, my lovely sweet wife. If I had a pussy, it'd be dry as fuck right now. Yes, because you are acting weird.
Who are you right now?
I'm you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm you. I'm not me.
Okay, I'm you. I thought you were me, and then the pussy threw me off, and then okay, now I understand now. But yo, she's been doing that because I always tell her, I'm like, baby, you. Everything that is mildly annoying about you is perfect for motherhood. You know what I'm saying? She is overly prepared, overly organized, makes sure everything is in order all the time. And it's fucking ideal to be a mom.
Makes her an amazing mother.
But like, you're not my mama.
Do okay? That to the fucking baby. Don't do that to me.
Yeah, I know where the wipes are.
You should have said that shit.
And yeah, okay, I might forget to flush the toilet sometimes. All right.
Hold on a second. This is what I want to talk about. You just reminded me because I wanted to bring this off the jump. Now, there are some disgusting habits that people have in this world. Right? And we hear these stories. And, you know, in theory, it's hilarious. So I go over to his house. Right? And I'm like, okay, before we went to go watch this Thor movie, I'm going to go take a piss. And lo and behold, what do I see? A fucking Dukes. This fool left a tamale for me. In the toilet. Like, he tells a story about Chia who she gets so fucking mad.
She hates it.
When he leaves shit in the toilet. Our friendship went up and I saw his shit in the toilet. And
yeah.
It's been in there for a hot second because you could tell it just looks like swamp water.
Oh, God.
And then I came out and I'm like, I could tell Chia, but let's not get him in trouble today.
Yeah, he was like, hey, man, he's like, did you take a shit earlier? I'm like, oh, no. Like, so when Chia finds it, I want to laugh really loud, but then I keep it in, and I'm just like, oh, my God, babe. I'm sorry. I'm like, babe, I was distracted, you know what I'm saying? And, but she, like, I'm talking about, she's livid about this shit. Now she has this thing where every time I do it, I owe her $100. I owe her, like, $300 at this point.
She's made $10,000 in a matter of a month.
But... Going back to the old ADHD conversation we had, you know, one form of ADHD is like really getting forgetful. It's a thing called, I looked it up too. It's like you have trouble with your working memory or some shit like that. It's just like your short-term shit gets fucked up and you're easily distracted and you can often leave a mess in certain situations, even though you've been told time and time and again. And I'm not officially diagnosed with the ADHD shit yet. I could be completely wrong about it, but I Googled it and it said, yes, a lot of people with this kind of ADHD forget flushing the toilet sometimes.
Have you taken that test to see if you're on the spectrum or not?
No, not yet.
So I did, right?
Yeah, you told me you did it and you're not.
I'm not. And also, I still don't believe it.
Right.
I have to be. I've been watching, have you seen, you saw the show Love on the Spectrum?
I did not watch that.
Bro.
I heard it's adorable, though.
One of the funniest fucking shows ever, dude. I feel bad because I'm not sure if we're supposed to laugh or not.
Right, right, right.
But the way they edit it makes it seem like you're supposed to laugh.
Right, because it's like the comedic timing is like perfect.
Well, it's just like, here's the thing. I felt really bad, too.
Okay.
Because I remember in high school, and look, before you guys go and start judging people, you guys have all this knowledge that we didn't have when we were in high school. Like, we didn't know about, I didn't know about autism. I didn't know what the fuck that shit was. I heard about that shit in the last, when my brother started becoming a behavioral therapist.
Mm.
And that was with him when he was in his early 20s. But when I was in high school, I didn't know about that shit. But I was watching these kids and I'm like, wait, I know these kids. They were in high school with us. The weird, like, so not actually, but the socially awkward kids. They don't know how to make eye contact. They're kind of wandering around. They kind of mumble to themselves. They say they can't stop talking. And I'm like, those are the kids that got bullied.
Right.
But we didn't know. I didn't bully them.
The concept of it even being a spectrum is new for us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because when we went to school, I feel it was what we our knowledge of it was you were either in the slow class or you weren't. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But now that, you know, there's knowledge of like a spectrum of things where someone could probably be, you would think, completely normal person, and then they're on the spectrum, and there's just certain things they do, like you said, you know, maybe they just have trouble communicating or just don't do, you know, there's like a whole spectrum of shit now that we never even learned about before.
We had no fucking idea. Yeah. And now I look back, I feel so bad for those kids because they got bullied really hard.
Right.
Because they're like, oh, this kid's being weird. It's like, no, motherfucker, that kid's autistic as hell.
Right.
But, you know,
right.
Their parents didn't know.
Right.
And nobody fucking knew.
Yeah.
And so, like, there was this kid. And the reason why we actually took the test, me and Mariel, was because there was the first episode, there's this guy where he goes, I really like swords. I like weapons a lot. And I like collecting them. And I'm like, I like swords. And then Mario looks at me. She goes, you might be on the spectrum.
Because she likes swords.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Fuck you. But then the next scene happens, and there's this girl that comes on, and she goes, I really like Disney. And she's talking about how she changed her name to match a Disney character, which Mario did too. And I looked at her. I was like, bitch, you on the spectrum.
Hilarious.
And we both took it, and we're not.
Well, that's good for you.
But I wish I was, because then I could excuse some of my behavior.
Because you kept bringing up swords on your first date, and she was like, hey, I get your point.
You know what, Tim? You're becoming a dad, dude. You're becoming a... You know what's funny about you saying that? So when I was next to a couple friend of mine, right? So
yeah.
If I drink, I tend to be a little more honest.
Okay.
Right? Not normally an asshole unless some shit happens or pops off, right? Mm. So I was around a couple friend of mine and haven't seen them in a hot second. This was actually recently. And she does that thing where you tell somebody something that they already fucking know. It's like to the point of extreme backseat driving outside of the car everywhere.
Mm.
And so the person that she's with is a really, really nice guy. He's very fucking patient, which is why they work so well together.
Right.
And her best quality is that she's like a super mom. Mm-hmm. Like she wants to take care of people. Mm-hmm. But sometimes with her, when she wants to take care of people, it becomes intrusive. Mm. Because if she believes that something that she's doing is the right way, it bothers her that you're not doing it that way.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But as an adult, we have a fucking choice.
Yeah.
We don't have to. So like in the car, we're going to this restaurant and he's driving. And she goes, you should take this road instead. And he goes, well, I'm just going to follow the GPS. She goes, no, this road's better. He goes, let me just follow the GPS. We're going to get there. It, you know, we're all chilling with friends.
Right,
and
she goes,
and then her response is always this. Okay, I'm just saying. Okay. And you know, that fucking comment gets people mad.
And you're like, ugh.
So we get to the restaurant. And then you could tell. And, you know, on the way, she was doing other backseat driving stuff. Like, even when he's trying to order food, she's trying to order for him.
Oh, God.
And they're sitting there. And I'm drinking, and I look at her. I look at him. I was like, hey, let's play a fun game. He goes, what? Tell me one thing that you find annoying about your wife.
Oh, God, you little instigator.
And then he looks at me, and he starts busting up laughing. And she goes, no, what? What is it? I was like, do you have one thing? He goes, she's lovely and wonderful. I love her. I was like, cool. I have about five things. So I was like, you you don't know when to shut the fuck up. I was like, let this man fucking live. Mm. And then she sat there and she was like, no, I just, you know, I'm just trying to help him out. I feel like I know a little bit. I was like, it doesn't matter if you know better.
Yeah.
All right. You got to read the fucking room.
Yeah.
Like, Cartwright was uncomfortable. Mm. He's clearly upset. And like, just let the guy chill.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's not going to say it, but. You know, we've been friends for years.
Mm-hmm.
You're being annoying. Like, chill. You know, we're all laughing. And, you know, but after a while, she kind of sat there, was like, "Oh, maybe I am being a little annoying." I'm like,
"Oh yeah, man."
I was like, "He's really, 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 really patient. I am not." So you, because she was doing it to me too on like other little stuff. Mm. But then I'm not her husband, so
right.
I don't have like, to be, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But now that you know I was around this, I was like, "Okay, this is bothering me because now you're doing it to me too. So we got to cut this shit out."
Let me tell you about my mom, bro. Let me tell you about what she did recently. Okay, so we got this. this swing for their backyard that she really wanted. All right, so I'm like, we picked it up from Costco. It didn't fit in the 4Runner, but whatever. We drove home with the back of the thing open, whatever. It was a short ride, right? Me and my dad get to the house. We're like, okay, I'm gonna help you put this thing together, right? Me and my dad working like clockwork with this shit. It was smooth. I'm looking at the directions. I'm figuring out which way it goes. We're putting it together. If there was a little discrepancy, he's like, oh, maybe it's like this. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Putting together smooth, right? Up until we get to the top canopy portion of this swing, okay? But I took a look at it, looked at it different ways. It's cool. Figured it out. Finally, the last part, we have to put the canopy on top of the swing portion, all right? And the shit, I don't know if... I know it, there was a part that they told us to tighten up, and I don't think we should have tightened it up that much, even though they said to, because then it just wasn't fitting, okay? Anyways, we're struggling to get this shit on.
There's a balance when you do that shit.
Yeah, man. And so we're damn near finished, except for this one thing we gotta slip on, right? So my mom decides she wants to help, right? At the very end. So she's like... all up in, like, trying to cut. She's like, should I cut this branch? Should I do this? And my dad's like, hey, can you just hold on? Just hold on a second. Just, she's like, maybe if you turn it around the other way. I'm like, Mom, please. I'm trying to be super patient because my dad, he stopped being patient with Mom like 20 years ago, right? He's fed up, right? My mom can say, like, maybe you should. And my dad's like,
he's like, hey, shut the fuck up.
My dad's like, would you please? And I'm like, hey, Mom, can you just... Please, Mom, please. So anyways, we're trying
Dad's
to get
really
to...
out of shape. He could die at any moment.
Seriously.
Please,
he's one deep breath away from a stroke if you don't chill out, all right? So we're trying to get this shit done. And needless to say, it's getting dark now. We can't get it on. I'm like, Mom, can you just... And my mom cooked some bomb-ass food for us for when we were done, but it's getting dark and the food's getting cold. I'm like, Dad, let's just go in for the night. And that killed my dad, because my dad, like, he wanted to finish it, right? He's like, he's eating there, not even enjoying his food. He's like, I feel like when you take a shit and there's one piece hanging there and you didn't wipe it and it's just there. I'm like, I know, I feel you too. Like, it's like we just wanted to finish.
You called your mom a dingleberry?
So this is what my mom says, dude. We're chilling, right? My dad's already pissed that we couldn't finish it. My mom's like, hey, you know, we just gotta find somebody that knows what they're doing, you know?
Let me tell you fucking something. That's the shit that I'm fucking talking about. That's the shit that I'm talking about. I'm pretty sure guys and girls all do this, but when you're with somebody and that person does that shit, they know what the fuck they're doing when they say stuff like that.
And my mom was trying to act like she was like, didn't know. She was trying to act like she was, I was like, Mom, do not. And like my tie isn't.
What did I say? What's the problem?
Exactly. So my tie isn't great for confrontation. It's really good for casual combo. All right.
Yeah.
So I can't. It's difficult for me to be like, hey, Mom, that's really like disrespectful. It also like it's like a blow to our pride when we were trying really hard to do. I can't say all that in tie, right? So I'm just like, Mom, no, like please. Don't, right? That's what I'm trying. She's
what?
Like,
don't do what?
Yeah.
What
like,
did I do?
She's like, what? I'm just saying. She's like, well, I'm saying, like, if you know, if someone knew exactly what to do, then it would have been fine. I'm like,
it would have been done, you know, an hour ago. But you guys don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. So I'm gonna tell you how that story ends right after this break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, so as soon as she says it, my dad's like, here we go. Here we go. And he's trying to eat his food. See, he looks at me. He's like, see. And I'm like, I know, Dad, I know. She goes, just so you know, like maybe call your friends. And she's like naming my dad's friend. My dad's like, yeah, call them all over here so that way I can leave. So and there must have been some misunderstanding, because my mom asked me what day I could come over later this week to finish it, to help them finish it, right? And I'm looking at my schedule and I'm like, probably not till like, I said Tuesday, meaning next week. I think she thought I said Thursday, right? Because she thought I was going to be here in like a couple days later. So my dad calls me on Thursday, frustrated. He was like, hey, did you say you were going to come here on Thursday? I was like, no. He was like, your mom said that you said you were going to come over. I'm like, no. He's like, talk to her. My mom gets on the phone. She's like, didn't you say you were? I was like, nah, mom. I said I was going to come next week. And she goes, oh, hangs up. Hangs up, dog. They must have had a big ass fight.
Yeah.
So then, hours later, my dad sends me a picture of the fucking swing finished. And I'm like, you did it? He's like, my whole body hurts. He's like, everything hurts. And I'm like, how did you do it? He's like, we had to take something off at Dig Deeper. I don't know what they did. Him and his boy finished it. And I'm like, if you would have just waited a couple of days, I would have came and helped you. He was like, your mom, you know her.
It's
like,
not worth it.
He's like, I had to finish it. I'm like, oh, I'm he's sorry. Like,
I either have to risk a heart attack or deal with your mom. Yeah. I'm going to risk this heart attack. I know what those phrases, it was the same shit like when I told you about the story about my mom where she goes, oh, it's just, oh, I understand. It's because you can't speak Korean well. That's why you don't understand. Oh, right. It's like, you listen, bitch, you know what the fuck you're doing. Let me tell you something, man. I identify as a woman and I'm going to beat your fucking ass. You fucking asshole. That's the type of shit that I'm talking about. People know what they're doing with their words when they say stuff like that. And they just try to, it's the worst part is when they double up and they pretend like they don't know why you're mad, which makes you even angrier.
It's like, I'm just saying. We find someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you guys are two idiots. So if I don't have two idiots around me, it'd be perfectly okay. And they're like, you're reading too much into it. And I was like, really? If I said the same thing to you, what would you say?
Right.
You would know that I'm trying to be hurtful because you're frustrated and now you're doing the whole thing. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I am on the spectrum and you're an idiot.
And I can call you that because I'm on the spectrum.
Yeah, that's right. Don't fucking judge me. I'm spectrum boy. You jackass. Ugh.
Yes.
That fucking reminds me. So I'm wondering for you, do you have things in your mind that are like completely like lines that you should never cross in a relationship? In terms, not like the basic stuff, but like stuff that for you was like a pet peeve. You're like, hey, if you do this, this is not okay.
Should I answer your first question about what me and Chia do to keep it spicy, or should
we still have that one too, huh? Answer this one first.
Okay. Lines I don't think I should cross.
Or they should, because I had this conversation recently.
Okay. I mean, to get really specific, I would never call Chia a bitch out of anger in a serious conversation. Like, I really, like, I don't like name calling out of anger. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that's where you really start to try and, like, hurt 100%. People. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking around. Yeah, me and Chia, we'll be, like, just joking around and be like, whatever, bitch, fine then. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, some stupid shit like that, right? Or she'll make little jokes. And I really try to, you know, I think when people get angry during an argument, it's easy to get really disrespectful. And when I'm arguing with Chia specifically, lines I don't cross or I don't want her to cross. I one pet peeve of mine is I don't like being talked to like I'm stupid. So I've had to tell Chia on a few occasions that, like, she might not know how certain things are coming off. And I was like, I'd be like, yo, like, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it, right? Everyone says that, but, like, yo, it's facts. And I try to tell her sometimes her tone can come off like she's talking down to me, you know what I'm saying? And on the same token, right, she and Rick have said that when I get frustrated, I make a face like the other person is stupid. Yeah. And I really try to control that because Rick is like, that fucking face you make, man. And I'll literally be in, like, talking to Chia or trying to explain something to Chia, or, like, when I'm feeling frustrated or I'm not understanding, and she's like, oh, you're making that face. And, like, they're both like, oh, like, they want to punch me when I make that face. So when I feel myself getting frustrated or confused,
you gotta do that mental check.
I look away because I can't, I know I can't control it. And
how do you work this air fryer?
Well,
it's like a thing where I get confused and I don't understand why the other person's confused. And so it comes off as like a, like, oh, and you know what? I realize where I get that from. My dad does that. Mm. And I used to get frustrated with my dad because he would get confused and he would do this. He'd go, what?
Yeah.
And where you go, and I'm like, why are you looking at me like I'm dumb?
When
you're confused, you know? Yeah. And so I get what Chia and Rick are talking about, but I don't know when I do it.
Yeah.
So that's something I try to keep in check. I really, really try, even though I can't. And I try to tell Chia, hey, don't talk to me like I'm dumb. You know what I'm saying? So.
See, I have that same fucking habit too, though.
Yeah.
Like, I've definitely gotten in trouble with, because I don't, well, I don't know what that is. Like, what is that shit? Like, I do the same thing where, for example, let's say Mariel would be like, she would ask me something that somebody, I feel like somebody her age would know how to do.
You know? That's already a very condescending statement, David, so just so you know.
And so, like, in my mind, I'm just like, the fuck you asking me for? You know what I mean? It's like, okay. Like, I do this thing like, you serious?
You know? You're an asshole, dude.
But I said used to. I don't do that anymore. You know what I mean? It's probably because my dad talked to me like that way too.
Mm-hmm.
Probably has to come from the parents or some shit. One of the things that I had this conversation recently where they were like, oh, there's like certain lines that you don't cross in certain things. Like, and it could be something very particular to you as a person, right?
Yeah.
And I had this one thing, and I, you know, we've dealt with this before. Like, this is years ago. Mary and I mean, this is when we first started going out.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the lines that's very, very a clear-cut thing for me is if I don't like it when the person that I'm with puts our business out in front of friends and people.
Mm.
That is a line that is breakup-worthy like that to me.
Mm-hmm.
So years ago, this isn't Mariel, this other girl. She had a habit of when she was irritated or upset, right, she would always voice it super loud in front of everybody.
Oh, that's so annoying.
And that shit to me is like one of the most disrespectful things ever, because she's talking down to me like I'm stupid in front of friends and guests.
Mm-hmm.
And she would never do it in front of her friends, but she would do it in front of my friends.
Oh.
You know? And so, for example, we would be out and then we would get into like a disagreement and stuff. And I'm a disagreeable person in terms of like, I don't just agree just to agree. Mm-hmm. Like I like to discuss things. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, well, I think it's this, this, and this, mm-hmm. right? And it's how all my friends are. Like we'll disagree, but we don't give a fuck. We're just yeah. having a conversation. She was not like that. If you disagreed with her, that means that you thought she was stupid.
Oh God.
And so we were out in public and we were having dinner with a couple of her friends. Oh no, her friend, my friends. Mm. And then as we're talking, we get into this conversation about it was a definition of a word that we didn't agree on, right? Mm-hmm. And then she was like, "Am I fucking stupid?" And like to me like that in front of, you know, my friends. Mm. And I was like, and I looked at her, and you know, I'm a really jolly, happy dude. Yeah. And then you could tell, like, my friend saw my face went from "fuck" to
"oh my god, David's about to swing on this girl."
And then you can feel the air get hella tense. Yeah. And then she's actually never seen me upset. Mm. And I looked at her, and then she was looking at me, and her face just went blank. And I said, "Oh, he's mad." Mm. And I was like, "Hey, sorry guys, for a quick second, I'm gonna talk to my girl, side. And then we're gonna talk outside, and we'll come back." Right? Yeah. I looked at her, I was like, "Why do you do that?" And she was like, "What? Like, I just don't think you're right." I was like, "You could be upset with me. You could be mad at me. And I could even done something really terrible."
Yeah.
Don't ever do that in front of people. Mm-hmm. Talk to me to the side like a respectable human being. Yeah. And have a conversation with me off to the side. Don't fucking do that shit in front of people.
Why make a scene?
Yeah. Number one, you make them feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I was like, imagine this. And this is what I dislike. I'm a guy. I'm twice your size. As you were speaking, you know, your mind in front of, like, let's say your friends, right? And I was like, "You think I'm fucking dumb?"
Yeah.
How would I look?
Yeah.
I would look abusive. Mm-hmm. People would think that I'm, you know, talking down to you, that I have ownership over you. Mm-hmm. You get away with too much shit because you're pretty and people think that it's okay. Mm. I was like, I'm not that guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, don't do that. And then she was like, "Okay, apologize." But literally the next day did it again and I called it off. Mm-hmm. I was like, "You have a and guess what? Because Sacramento is a very small town, mm-hmm. that girl been divorced twice.
Oh God.
But she's so fine.
She was really... I was just gonna ask. She sounds, for some reason I know she's hot.
But she's really, really fucking pretty. Yeah. And I think a lot of the times with her, I don't know what happened in her past, we never got that deep, but that's just the line that I always didn't like. It's mm-hmm. like, don't put our shit out to public. Like, my parents were a great example. Like, they were never perfect. They got into fights all the fucking time. Right. And we had our own issues, but they kept that within the family.
Other people
don't need to know that shit. Mm-hmm. And that shit used to fucking get on my nerves. So I always hate it when people, like the person that's close to you, whether it's a best friend or whatever, if you want to argue with me, let's hash our shit out here and then we'll continue it out. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking like that stuff.
Yeah, I'm definitely a you know me, bro. I'm good at keeping the outside persona on when I gotta be on. You know what I'm saying?
And
I would definitely, like, if me and Chia got an issue and we're out in public, we are both good at, like, we gonna keep this shit. No one's gonna know until I get in the car and I'm like, "So, babe, you remember when you said that you thought my friend's penis looked really nice? No, that was not cool for me.
That was very disrespectful."
Yeah. No, but we're good at that. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that because Chia definitely is not about ever making a scene. She like keeps shit private, you know?
Because I wonder what that power move is. It's like, why?
What's the point?
What is the fucking point?
Yeah.
You know, hold that shit in. Or no, you don't even have to hold it in. Be like, "Hey, can we talk outside real quick?" Mm-hmm. And people are going to know something's a little off, but you can move on from that conversation. Because, you know, do you have any idea how awkward that dinner was after?
I bet.
It was fucking awkward as shit. Especially, like, it felt like time stopped. Yeah. You know, like,
Bro, there's this old SNL skit where it's like a family dinner and I think like the wife or the daughter or somebody like is getting kind of crazy, you know, and then the dad is like, "Hey, can I talk to you in the kitchen for a second?" And the door is like a swinging, like a door that just does this. So, "Can I talk to you in the kitchen for a second?" And they go out, literally 1 second later, she's like, "Yeah." They go out. They walk out into the kitchen, the door swings, it swings back, and as soon as they're back, the head's down. The head's down, and they're like, they're sad, and they're quiet, they're depressed, and they keep doing that the whole dinner, like, "Hey, can we talk in the kitchen for a second?" When they come back, everyone's all sad and depressed. But, yeah. And
that's the classic way to do it. "Hey, can I talk to you for a second?"
Yeah, can I, and oh, I was going to say this, too, in terms of resolving issues, you know, now to make sure or to really try and not come off like condescending when I'm confused, I will be like, instead of just asking like, wait, what are you talking about? I do this. I'm like, okay, so here's where I'm confused. So it's like, I'm letting you know I'm the dumb one here. You know what I'm saying? Instead of being like, wait, what are you talking about? This doesn't make sense. I'm like, okay, so here's what I don't get. Or like, here's my question. I'm like, so when you said that you liked that guy's penis, why did you? And to clarify, she's never said that.
This is just a goofy scenario.
Like, why?
So when you said the veins were popping,
when you said he had a very like suckable penis, why did you feel like that was okay? Because for me, I didn't think that was okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Have put that in the group chat with your homegirls, not in front of me, in front of my friends. Because now I have penis envy.
But, so, to keep it spicy, I let her suck other dudes. No, I'm glad.
As I watch.
Oh, and we're going to tell you all about how me and Chia keep it spicy after this break.
Welcome to Dudes Behind the Foods, the ADD podcast.
So for me and Chia, right? Yeah, we've been together for 10 years. And we've never, here's the thing. A lot of couples, I think, after a long time, when they get comfortable, I think some people that feel the need to like, oh, we got to keep it spicy. I think they are upset that it's comfy and like they get bored. And for example, pandemic, me and Chia, it was amazing. You know what I'm saying? We weren't doing shit, but chilling at home, sometimes just next to each other on our laptops, not saying shit to each other.
Watching movies,
like ordering food, making food.
And, I say making love.
Yeah. Ordering food, making sweet, sexy, sweaty love. And it was awesome, you know?
You said that like Trump, sweaty love.
Sweaty love. I grabbed her by the pussy.
And I walked around the house like a little puppet. And I said, hello.
And I said, hey, you like that penis? It's from China. This penis right, this dick right here, it's made in China.
I'll show you a Trump Tower.
Oh my God.
It's tremendous.
It's so tremendous. It's so amazing. It's the best penis you've ever had in your life.
I looked at her breast. I was like, wow, that's a great breast.
Oh my God. And we should do that more often.
Oh, we should, dude.
But yeah, no, it was, we're both very chill people, right? So we never necessarily got to a point where I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm bored with this, right? I'm feeling like the fire and the passion is gone. Because to be honest, other than like, you know, the first year of like visiting each other long distancely, it was never like a fire and passion. You know what I'm saying? We were always very chill. We loved being around each other. We were comfortable with each other. So it was never like, man, I'm missing that fire and passion. You know, like, yeah, it was fun. Like, yeah, of course it was dope and like she was down to like smash in public and in public places and shit, but it's like we're grown now. We have children. who needs to smash in the fitting room of an Urban Outfitters when you're fucking, you have a baby?
I just picture Chia watching this podcast. She going, you stupid idiot. Why do you talk so much?
That's a hypothetical. A hypothetical made up situation, yeah. Right?
So what if I'm not out and fucking Jamba Juice coming in her face? So what if we're not?
So what if I'm not giving her that white gummy? But you know, so I feel like now, like we discussed on a previous episode, for me, what we're making efforts to keep doing is just keeping the relationship of me and her alive, even though it's three of us now. You know what I'm saying? Like not forgetting the fact that we are still a couple.
That's
even
hard.
even though we're a family. So, you know, like I said, you know, last couple weeks ago, whatever, I was like, yeah, you know, when she asked me how much I missed Life Before Vader, I said an 8, and she said a 3. But then, like, she was like, you know what? No, because she's so wrapped up in motherhood, she took a step back, and I think she realizes that, okay, you know what? This is something that Tim misses, and she realizes what I was saying. So she does put more effort into being like, hey, you know, do you want to watch a show tonight? Like, let's take some time. Like, maybe, do you need to edit tonight? She'll be like, do you need to edit this? Because if not, we can watch a TV show. Because sometimes I'll be in work mode as soon as Vader goes to sleep, right? She's like, does this need to be done? If not, we can watch a show. I'm like, oh, baby, say less, right? So let's put on a show. And now that Vader's getting a little older, we are contemplating, like, a daycare situation. And some of these daycares do some shit where it's like, hey, it's date night daycare. Drop the baby off for 2 to 3 hours where you can go get dinner and then come get her afterwards.
Those things are fucking popping, dude.
Yes, dog. And it's so essential for us, especially when one of the things I miss most about just us being us is going to try a new restaurant and just talking, you know what I'm saying? And I do miss that. Even like, yeah, when we're home chilling, having a HelloFresh or whatever, when we're home, it's like, you know, you might be on your phone, you might be on your laptop, and I love that time, but also there's nothing like sitting down with my wife and having a conversation over some food, you know? So that's what we try to do.
I think the thing that I like the most about being in a long-term relationship is what you said earlier, where it's just during pandemic, you guys could both be on your laptops next to each other and not say anything, and it's just nice to have you around.
Yeah, bro.
That's the best part. That's why sometimes for me, when I do the dating part, it's a little difficult because I feel like I have to force the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
When before, it's like... I would rather share a meal with you at our house while I speak better at the house while I'm cooking and then cooking for her and then having this conversation than dressing up and going out. And I do enjoy it, but it's weird that I prefer doing it at home.
Right.
You know, I'm just a little more comfortable. And it's not like we don't have great conversations all the time.
Yeah.
It's just the dating part to me was always annoying. Like, I never liked dating.
Really?
Because that's why, like, with her, when I wanted to get with her, I was straight to the point. I was like, listen, I'm not trying to be your friend. Like, we're dating.
So, yeah.
Let's get to the point. Like, if we like each other, let's start developing this relationship. Only because you always feel like you have to put your best foot forward. Mm-hmm. You have to court them. You have to always impress them. And that shit's so exhausting to me, man.
Let me tell you, I loved.
Oh, you would love a boy.
I loved dating.
I knew you were the type. You're like, oh, let me impress them with this joke, this story. See what the reaction is. Oh, I love it when she laughs when I say this.
Yeah.
People who like dating love doing that stuff, right? Because it's such a fun game.
Yeah. Right?
And that only lasted for me for a while. Because once I got, because Mariel's my longest relationship. Prior to Mariel, the longest I've ever been in a relationship was 10 months.
Oh, shit.
So I never got to the point where we could sit
and be comfortable.
Right. Now that I have this, I never want to let it go.
Right.
It's so fucking nice.
Yeah. When I was dating and, you know, and I had a little like single time, like before my ex and in between like my ex and Chia, like dating was so fun to me because it was like you said, I enjoyed the process of making a good first impression. It was fun for me. You know what I'm saying? I loved being like, this girl's gonna love me because I'm hilarious. And you have this whole arsenal of jokes that I've been, you know, that you can put on this new person, new stories, new jokes. And it's like, oh man, this is so fun. And then you get to like, you know, share food. Like I love just, sometimes I would just take, I used to just take girls out just cause like, I want to try a new restaurant and I don't feel like taking the homies. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I just want to take someone out just to eat and have a conversation. Like, I just really enjoyed that, you know? And it was a fun time.
I mean, so it's interesting. Not to toot my own horn, but I could talk to just about anybody if I want to.
Right.
Right? You're very different. You could turn it on at will whenever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
And I've seen it in person. Like for me, it's a mood thing, right? So if I'm, like, in the mood, I have to mentally prep myself. And then I'll go out and then we could talk. Because if, you know, me and Tim, when we do Send Foods and we're traveling around, we go to bars, we're chopping it up with strangers, and it's really, really fun.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, if this was years ago and this was a wingman situation, it would have been really fun with you.
Yeah.
Because I think you and I, we bounce off each other so fucking
well. Oh, I would have got you so much pussy, dog.
And I would have been like, no, thank you. I'm nervous. And I would have just passed it. Like, already, like, the talking game was already hard to develop as is. When I'm with him, it's easier because I don't have to carry his weight.
Right.
It's like literally when we did a San Diego, we were just, you know, chopping it up with the bartender. And as I've always been in the situation where I always have to be the hardcore wingman chopping it up for somebody else. And I always had to carry their dead weight. And it was so fucking hard because already for me, I have to mentally prep myself. And then I have to put on more jokes,
right,
a bigger show, just so I can get these girls comfortable and get them to laugh.
Right.
But it was very easy.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, this is, I don't have to do shit.
Yeah, we're just having a great conversation.
And it's a good night.
Yeah.
But that stuff for me, once I found the comfortableness of being in a long-term relationship.
And not that we were hitting on anybody.
No. We're just talking
to bartenders.
Just talking to these. They were a lot older, by the way. Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that. We just keep cooking. Older women are very attractive.
Yes, I literally did a whole episode of No Chaser of how me and Rick were saying, Nikki Blades asked us how old we would smash, and we're like, look, as long as they're not senile, we're smashing, dude.
Yo, okay. So this is what I'm talking about. I think sometimes Tims forget. There are things you text Rick, and there's things that you text me. And then he'll text me, so I'm like, hey, this is a Rick shit, bro. Because I can't understand where the fuck you're coming from.
And then I'll send the exact same thing to Rick. I'll send a screenshot, and Rick's like, hell yeah.
I'm like, hey, that's some shit you send to Rick, bro. Because this, you're going to have to explain this to me.
David's like, why?
Why?
And Rick's like, yes.
Was like, yo, check out this amputee. She's so fine. And I'm like, I understand. She is. She's very, very pretty. But why? Why are you sending this to me at 3 a.m. in the morning?
Well, why not?
I thought you'd enjoy this. I should just be like, next time I'll just write, yeah, this isn't Rick, dude.
There was this. We're gonna go back to bar shit. I just want to get a quick joke in. There was this picture of this really pretty amputee on Twitter one time, and the caption was like, "Yo, she a whole snack, right?" Mm-hmm. And someone was like, "Who the fuck took a bite?"
Doc, the internet is ruthless, bro.
Yeah.
You can't do shit on the internet without getting roasted a little bit, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta tell you, I fucking enjoy it.
You gotta be ready for it, you know? But yes, wingmanning, I would have been, like, let's say we were both single and we were out at these events or whatever. I also, not only do I enjoy the process of dating when I was doing it, I also enjoy wingmanning. I think it's so fun to be like, oh, you know, oh, well, really? Well, my boy here, blah, blah, blah. Look, I love the whole game. I really do.
Wingmanning is fun when the other person that you're trying to wingman for, at least they need to have a little game, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because it always ended up... So I used to like doing these college shows because I like being a wingman for some of these college kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I would always have to prep them first. And you know who you guys are. I was like, listen, if I toss you this bone, you're going to have to do something with it. You can't just sit there, laugh and smile and not do anything. You
right.
have to be able to speak, have a conversation, because they're already laughing. Mm-hmm. We already got a few drinks going. It's flowing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're way younger than me. This is not going to happen. This is even when I was single. I was like, I'm not really attracted to them like that. But if you guys want to talk to them, be my guest.
Mm-hmm.
And I've thrown so many fucking bones to these kids. Not all of them.
Yeah.
But they just sat there and just smiled.
So
and
you're I'm saying like, your fans are dweebs?
No. I'm just saying they were a little awkward at that moment.
Right.
And it was just hard because then I had to put more work in. And then finally I'm like, go dance with her.
Yeah, you stupid idiot.
She wants to dance. Go dance with her. And then it's just like, oh, how do I do it? You don't gotta do it. I did all the work. Like, I fucking did 30 minutes talking to this fucking girl for you. Like, go do something.
Dude, you just reminded me of, and I didn't realize this. I didn't realize how boss this was of me until I read one of the comments. So in one of my old vlogs where I was still on Wild 'N Out, we're shooting in New York, and I threw... when I was in New York, what I would like to do sometimes, because I had so many New York homies, is instead of being like, hey, let's kick it with you this night, kick it with you this night, kick it with you this night, I would get a suite for one night at whatever hotel I would be at, and I would be like, everybody come... One night, I'll throw a little hotel party, right? So I get to see all my New York homies, and in this case, I invited the Wild 'N Out cast. So I'm got this big ass suite at the fucking Marriott or whatever it was, and everyone's just there partying, chilling. So I got one solitary shot, bro, one long shot where I start at the front of the party, and it goes from like fucking DC Young Fly in the corner shooting dice, shirtless, and it goes to like.
Why is this motherfucker shooting? Hold on a second. Let's not move. Let's not move on past this real quick. Why the fuck is this fool shooting dice? Did he get a cardboard box, cut it open, and then bend it halfway and put it against the wall? Because if he did that, I'd be shocked.
It wasn't all that, but it was a few people shooting dice in the corner, right?
What kind of old head shit is that? That fool's way too young to have dice in his pocket.
It's OG shit, dog. They just got dice and money at all times.
That's
right?
Hella funny, dude.
So the party, the long shot goes from, like, you know what I'm saying, people laughing on the couch, motherfuckers like pretty wild and out girls over here, DC shooting dice, people dancing over here. And then one girl comes up to me and she's like, it's fucking hot in here. I'm like, turn the AC on. She's like, I'm gonna turn the AC on. She walks off, and then I go off and I go to another homie, a dude I know, and I'm like, and he's like, yo, thanks for inviting me. I'm like, yeah, that girl's feeling you. Go talk to her. And I keep it moving. And I didn't notice into the comments, and someone's like, wow, Tim is like, that long shot where you like tell that guy to go talk to that girl, that was like so boss, bro. Like awesome, like, yeah, that's my hey, youngin, go talk to that girl, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so cool. And then it ends with like just a fucking girl eating pizza, and it's really cool.
Oh, well, look at you, Mr. Cool Guy.
I'm pretty cool, man.
Yeah, dude. You just walk up, DC Young Fly shooting dice. You grab the dice, shoot it. Hey!
Walk up. I stop. I do choreography with a little group and walk up.
Somebody's pouring shots, you go under it, drink it.
Have you ever seen the movie Palm Springs?
Mm-mm.
With Andy Samberg?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so it's from the Lonely Island guys. Do you know the Lonely Island guys?
Yes, very
okay.
Funny.
So it was a movie that came on exclusively on Hulu. It was called Palm Springs. And there's a really fucking dope part in the beginning where Andy Samberg, he's going through an engagement, like a wedding reception. He's going through the dance floor and like, little shit happened. Like he walks right up to an old guy and he does his exact moves, and then he stops. And he grabs someone's drink before it falls, and like all this shit, right? He's like perfect. He knows the whole everything, and it's because, and it's such a dope scene. But it's because it's like a Groundhog's Day type movie where he's been waking up at this wedding reception like every day.
Oh, I want to watch this. I want to watch this.
Oh, it's tight, dog. It's such a good movie. And so he wakes up at this at the same wedding every day until, it's been out. So let me tell you the main plot point, right?
Okay.
So he ends up hooking up with this girl at the wedding, but he gets like sucked into this cave at the end of the night, and I guess this is how he ended up waking up at the wedding every day. And this particular night, this girl he hooked up with, she's like, wait, are you okay? She goes into the cave with him, and then she ends up waking up every day.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and she's like pissed because she sees him and she's like, what the fuck did you do to me? Why is this the same day? And then it's them trying to figure out how to get out of it, and it's tight. Palm Springs, Hulu.
I gotta watch that shit. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, guys, that wraps up this episode of the Dudes.
When foodie, oh, so, no genius.
Just chaser. Did.
Bomb. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Yo, it's the dudes behind the food. The dudes behind the food. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the food.
That's actually really fucking good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.